compass the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots, and fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Elisha said unto him, This is not the way, neither is it the city. Follow me, I'll bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. They didn't know Elisha was speaking to them. Came to pass when they came to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, When he saw him, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with a sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them, and when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away. They went to their master, so the bands of the Syrians came no more into the land of Israel. Notice what he said now in verse number 16. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for that blessed promise. We know that's still real today, blessed God. We know that, Father, we can see real things with a natural eye. But God, there are many more realer things that can only be seen by the spiritual eye in the spirit realm. And God, I pray this morning that you reveal them to us. Open our eyes that we can see that there are more with us than you are with those around about us. And God, what comfort, what grace and strength we get from that. Bless now this time together here this morning. Each heart would be touched and revived. And there's one lost soul here this morning. I pray you'd open their eyes that they may see into the eternal things, into the spirit realm, blessed God, and see those things that are most needful in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for his mercy. I'm glad that, you know, once I was blind, but now I see. Amen. You know what? God opens the eyes of the blind, don't he? He does. Well, I want to tell you something. There's a lot of real things in the natural that you can see. But I want to try to emphasize it, but let you see that God let us see. If we can see into the spiritual realm and realize it's real, thank God, more real than the physical realm. Yes, it is. The brother sang that song, did a good job. You know what he was talking about? Amen. That's what I'm talking about, too. There's more to this thing than just, that's the most important thing, to have the Lord Jesus Christ and him be revealed to you. But you can't see him. He was praying about for revelation. And that's what this prophet of God was saying. He said, I want to tell you something. He came to him. He was so upset. He was so to a place. He would say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, he was scared. He saw all he could see was that, he could see. Maybe want to say it like this. He could see the danger, but he couldn't see the deliverance. And that's what hinders us a lot of time. We can see the natural. We can see those things that are encamped around about us. We can see what we're facing. We can see all the worst in the world. All in the world you see on the news and most of them on the television. Everywhere else is bad. It's destruction. It's what's all around about us. But thank God we can see. If God would give us a glimpse into the eternal and a glimpse into the invisible, I'm telling you this morning it would be marvelous and wonderful and it'd be glorious. If God could open our eyes and we could see beyond the temporal into the eternal, thank God, what a wonderful thing that will be if we could see it. I'll tell you, I want to thank God for the glimpses He's given me down through the years. Listen, you know how Moses endeared? Brother, he endeared seeing Him who was what? Invisible. Until you get to the place, you can quit looking at it. If all you see and all you hear from is this world and this things and the things of this life and what you can see with your natural eye, I'm thank God going to tell you this morning that you'll be depressed, discouraged, and listen, down and out and everywhere else if you don't begin to look beyond the physical into the spiritual, thank God. And you can't see until God opens your eyes. All you're going to know, all you're going to see is a natural world. But I'm glad this morning God can still open your eyes that you can see. I'm glad, glory to God, that He can. It's not just destruction, but it's eternal. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 8. Listen, Romans chapter 8, I believe it's verse number 31. You know what it says? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God's for us, who can be against us? Number one thing, is He for you? I'll tell you who He's for. He's for those, thank God. Listen, if you go look in the verses before that, Brother Raymond, you'll find something, and I know you're familiar with them. You'll find what He said. He said, oh, God, in His marvelous grace. Listen, you know what He's done? He's called us before He did that. The Bible said He foreordained us to be conformed into the image of His Son. Thank God. I know He's for me. Why? I tell you, I know He's for me. You said, if God be for us, I read that a lot of times, but it said, if He be. Some people may claim it, that He's for you. But I'll tell you who He's for. He's for those that have been foreordained. He's for those to be conformed to His image. And God's so much for me, He hadn't give up on me before it's over. I'm a long way from being like Christ, but I want to tell you something. But that any one of these days, I'll be just like Him. You said, how come? Because God's for me. He's for me. Why? I know He is. He's going to ordain us. Listen, He's predestinated to conform me into His image. That's why He's working on me, glory to God. He's still working on me, and He's still working on you. And if He's for you, I'm telling you, don't make no difference who's against you and what comes against you. If He's for you, I'm telling you, thank God, it don't matter who comes against you because He's there with you. Hallelujah. He's foreordained. Foreordained. Before the foundation of the world, when He gets through with me, I won't be like Him. That's why He said in the little book of John, He said, every man that have this hope in himself, purifieth himself, and even as He is pure. Listen, when He comes, we got the hope of Him coming. And when He comes, we're going to see Him as He is. You know why? And it says, because we're going to be what? Like Him. He's conforming us. He's shaping us. He's molding us. I'm telling you, He is. That's why He disciplines us. Hey, that's why He corrects us. A lot of slackness in this hour. We were slacker than our parents was, and parents now slacker than we was. But God hadn't slacked off on His eyes. You see somebody claiming to be a Christian, and they go out and live in all kind of ways, and God ain't doing nothing. You don't see no God chasing them, but chastising them, just mark her down. They need to get born again. God's youngins, He'll whip you. And He'll conform you. He'll line you up and shape you. I'm glad he does. I'm so glad he's for me. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's for me because he's foreordained. And listen, but thank God, not only that, he said, them that he foreordained, the Bible says, he called. I know it's for me. I heard his voice. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I know he's for me. I know he's for me because he called me, thank God. By his marvelous grace, I was lost and done without God. Had no desire for him. But he began to deal with my heart and convict me, and he called me. I know he's for me. Hallelujah. Thank God for the call of God. You said, I just decided I'd get up and go to God. No, you didn't. If you did, it's because he's working on you. Calling you. Calling you. He had it already planned out. Hallelujah. I know he's for me. If God be for you, who can be against you? I know he's for me. He's called me. Oh, yeah. He called me. What was Apostle Paul doing? Was he going to Sunday school and church when God got a hold of him? No, he wasn't. He was going the other direction. He's persecuting the church. He was standing there when they killed Stephen. He was standing right there. In fact, he had some headed, where's he headed? Jerusalem somewhere. Papers in his hand with some with him because he was fixing to do what he could to some more Christians. Wasn't he? What happened? God struck him down on the road to Damascus, wasn't he? Woo! Oh, the first thing he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? You know what God did? He struck, he blinded him. They had to lead him around. Well, thank God he got two sets of eyes open. He did. He opened his eyes. He made a complete turnaround reverse. And the ones he was persecuting, he started preaching to and loving. You thank God, not wonderful and marvelous. So I know he's with us. Paul knew he was with him because he called him. Called him. Called him. Have you heard the call? You heard the gospel call? Thank God for the call. Paul got called. No, it ain't all. Anyone else has got their eyes on. But God said, God opened his eyes. You know what happened when God called us? Foreordained us, he called us, he opened our eyes. You ever notice that brass passage of scripture I read this morning, how many times he prayed? He prayed God opened a young man's eyes where he could see in the spirit realm. Then he prayed God to blind them other ones that come up berate him. And then he took him and said, come on, I'm going to lead you somewhere. Come on. You know how, you know what? You get, if you blind to things, you get let off anywhere. They let him right down in the mist. But you know what? Elisha said, no, we're not going to kill him. We're going to feed him. Send him back home. You know what they did? Didn't come back either. Left him. They overcome them with good. Even the evil they were doing. But you know what? God blinded them, then God gave them their sight back physically. But I'm going to tell you, you better be like, was it but Miss Fanny Crosby? Wrote all those songs. She was blind physically. But I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you she could see spiritually. That's why she wrote that. Did she write My Amazing Grace? Who did she write that? She didn't write that. Somebody else wrote. She wrote a bunch of songs, though, didn't she? Blessed assurance. That's one. Blessed assurance. She knew he was Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. She had a taste of taste of eternal things. I'm telling you, God can open your eyes. And he said, oh, I know he's with me because he's called me. He opened my eyes to it. And you know what that next verse says? He justified us. I'm going to tell you what that word justified means. Just as we've never sinned. When I come to Christ, confess my sins. I don't care what the devil says, how many times he reminds me of some of them. And he will. Brother Raymond, I've been justified. Declared just in the eyes of God. Where did he put them? Yes, let's tell you. Thank you. He put them in the sea of forgetfulness, cast them behind his back to never remember him no more. God can do that if he wants to. And he does it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it ain't too hot to preach, is it? It ain't too hot to sit here. Feeling pretty good. That fan feels good right out in here. Got me warmed up, didn't it? But you know what? I'm so glad. So glad he's with me. He said, Lord, I'm praying for this young man now. He said he justified him, then he said glorified him. So I know he's with me. Getting back to Elisha now. He said, Lord, I'm praying for this young man. You can open his eyes. He can see. And you know what? He prayed for him. And God opened his eyes. Elisha couldn't do it. We can't do it. We couldn't do it ourselves. The servant couldn't do it himself. But God opened his eyes where he could see in the spirit realm. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We can't see it with this natural eye. But as sure as I'm standing before and you seeing me, all around about us is them servants and angels of God encamped around us. Hallelujah. Hadn't been for that, I can tell you I wouldn't be here. I had a piece of machinery. My wife never liked me to get on any more out of there, but I did. I said, we can't. It was on the dam over at the pond. But it was a big old front end loader, heavy. Slid off the dam. And it was sitting there doing that. When I thought it was gone, and no cab on it. I said, oh no. It's just like something. I know it was an angel. I didn't see him. Angel stopped it. It was sitting there like that, about to roll on over. Off it. I crawled out the high side. Got out there. I never will forget presence. It was an angel. They there. I've sensed her presence. I've never seen one. Dwight did. He saw one. That didn't come to get him. Aren't you glad that even when you start to leave this world, you're not going to leave by yourself? He said he'd walk with us through it, didn't he? Real. God's trying to let us see this morning the spirit world is real. It is. Guardian angels encamped around about us. Aren't you glad they'll ride with you? Amen. Aren't you glad that they're encamped around about your home at night? You probably heard me tell it before. I read about this missionary. A couple was in a foreign country. And they got tired of them being there, and they was going to just kill them. They were going to do something with them, get them out of there. But it's preaching. Winning souls. They went to the house one night. A bunch of men did. They was going to go in and get them. You know what they saw when they got there? All around that house. It was some kind of big giant beings, they said. And you know what they did? They got scared. And he left. They never got their hands on him. Oh, I don't believe that. I do. Those angels encamp around about them that fear him. What did they say about Peter? When he was praying for him to get out of jail. Who got him out? It was an angel one. Angel of the Lord. He was chained. He had gates. They didn't just get them doors start opening by themselves, and they walked up by that iron gate and said, opened up for them. But you know what? When he got over at the house, they was praying, but he couldn't hardly believe it when he got there. Prayer was being made for Peter. He was in prison. They were going to behead him, but I'm telling you, God got him out. He went through with him. The angel came, walked him out, opened the gate, walked him out. You know what it said when he got there? They thought, said, that may be his angel. I believe God's give us personal angel to go with us. He protected us. He's with us. And will be unto the end. Oh, I don't mean we get out here and try to just see what we can get by with. No, don't mean we don't use wisdom. Don't mean we don't use knowledge. Don't mean we don't know what to do best. No. But it means they're there with us. And there's more for us than there are with him. Boy, they're good to watch over you, aren't they? Amen. Angels, they more for us than they are against us. And when God opened that young man's eyes, you know what? He saw. What did he see? He saw the mountains were full of horses and chariots of what? Fire. Whew. And there were more of them than it was him trying to come get him. So always remember, you and God's a majority. There's more with you than anything that can come against you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You can rest in that. That's a peace that passes all understanding. They rested. I was reading yesterday, I believe it's in Chronicles, maybe in the same book, where they was resting on the words the king told them, I think what the prophet told them, and you know what they said? They were resting in that word. And I got thumbed out. Oh, glory to God. You can rest. You can rest in the word of God. You can rest. You can rest. You can lay down and rest if you got peace. But God will open your eyes. You can see into the spirit realm. I'm telling you, the spirit realm, not way off under somewhere's in heaven. It's right here with us. And Brother Donnie preached that night. Heaven's not as far away as you think. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Right here with us. Spirit realm. A few glimpses God's given me. Not after my daddy died in hospital right up here, old hospital. I was the preacher's funeral in 2 or 3 days, so I was in the closet praying. I never told to me, I may have told this before, somebody may have heard it, but you know what? When I was in there praying, I didn't see anything. Brother Raymond, but I've ever sensed his presence. My daddy's own presence. I sensed him right there. It made me think he just was coming by to say goodbye. And that's while I was in prayer. But that was a spirit realm. It's right here with us. It's real. More real than that wood you're looking at. More real than that panel. More real than these benches. The spirit realm is real. It's real. He's here with us. The spirit realm is all around us. Folks, if we get our eyes open to it, it'll help you. It helps me. Helps me to know. Glory to God. When I lay down at night in the house where there was 9 of us and now just 1, me, except the Lord, it helps me to know that they're all around close to me. Hallelujah. And you know what? Those loved ones going on. They in that spirit realm too. Amen. If the Lord wants to, he can let them come by and visit us. I'm not talking about in the flesh now. I'm talking about in the spirit. Because I know it's real. That's all I'm going to say. That spirit realm's real. And as I'm trying to encourage you this morning, glory to God, it's real, more real than all the physical and all that we see, the spirit realm. So all we need is our eyes open. Can I say this before I close? You ever notice he didn't pray, Lord? He didn't say, Lord, send them here. Let them come where this man can see them. No, they was already there. Already there. And can I say this morning, they already here. They right here. Hallelujah. You know what we need to do? Get our eyes open and start enjoying. Woo! Open the scriptures to us. Open to our Father, the spirit realm to us. We can see, understand, and sense your presence. God's a spirit. And you know what? You can see him everywhere. And what bothers me, some people can't see him nowhere. Sad, isn't it? But you can see him. He's everywhere. Had an old gentleman in a nursing home, and I used to teach Sunday school class in a nursing home across from the church downtown, First Baptist Church. Mr. Gordon's his name. He asked me a question. I didn't know how to answer it. Where'd God come from? Well, really, one fellow said he didn't come anywhere because he's everywhere. But you know what he said? And I didn't ever know what verse was in it. And I can't tell you exactly where it is. He said he came from Mount Teman. What the book said. That's what he had it down. He came from Mount Teman. But you know what? He's everywhere. He can come from anywhere he wants to because he's everywhere. And he's everywhere. We ought to see him and sense his presence. But some people don't ever see him and sense his presence. Need your eyes open. God, open my eyes this morning that we may see. Behold, wondrous things out of thy book, out of thy law. Open our eyes that we can see things of the spirit realm. And he said, there are more for us. Fear not. That's some of them fear nots. Look at that. For there they be with us, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Fear not. There's a lot of fear nots in the Bible. And here's one of them. You know how to fear, because fear have torment. We can have peace and rest in the fact that there are more for us than there are for them. So sometimes you get the thing about, oh, we Christians just outnumbered. Well, naturally speaking, we probably are by bunch, by millions. But when we go to the book of the Raymond, we're not outnumbered. I'm going to tell you something. God fought for Israel then. God's going to fight for him again. You can mark her down. It don't matter. Yeah, we got the real king. Don't matter who is for him, who's coming against him. If God is for him, for his chosen, God's for the church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is alive, and she stands. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the spiritual realm. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit. That's why he enlightens us. He gives us a new birth, new enlightenment, opens our eyes that we can see heavenly things. Glory to God. You know what he said over in the book of Corinthians? You know what he said? He said these light afflictions are but for a moment. Just for a moment. These light and they for a moment. That's all they are. These troubles, these trials, these afflictions are light. They are nothing to be compared with the eternal things, thank God that nothing will be compared with the eternal things. Because the things that are seen, the Bible says, are temporal. And the things that are not seen, are eternal. So we need to get eyes open to the eternal things. It's not temporal. No wonder Moses endured. Quoted that a while ago, didn't we? You know how? Seeing him who was what? Invisible. You know, God said, put him in that rock. And he passed by him. His glory passed by. He said, you can't look on the glory of God and live. But God let him see his hindered parts. I'm telling you, God's wonderful, marvelous, powerful. And God can open our eyes. We can see. Amen. Beyond our natural things. That's eternal. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me this morning?